Welcome to Description, Valerie in Toronto. Hi, I'm Valerie. Yeah, I'm in Toronto. If I actually post this, and there's no guarantee that I will, because the last time I did this a couple days ago, I didn't post it. And there have been a couple other things I didn't post. You know, whatever. I'm in Grange Park. So that means the back of the AGO is to my right as I sit in on a bench. The back of the AGO is blue and has this curving silver stairway sticking out of it. And a good chunk of Grange Park is closed off now. For some reason, there's a fence, and I don't know why it's there. But then there's a guy. No, guy's not walking behind it. As usual, that's not what I'm here to talk about. this is going to be fueled by a few things. One, I guess, in order of occurrence. Now, about a week and a half ago, I went to Awake. That was on a boat. Awake from my dead friend, who died in November. And this same week, the rest of the world basically went to shit. And I get a mail. Sorry. And I went to the funeral and stuff, so I didn't have as much to go through as other people. But it was still a thing, and it was great. Actually, it was remarkable for reasons that I did not expect, which, you know, would usually would happen in such situations, I suppose. And then, as sort of a sequel to one of the remarkable things that happened on that weekend, I got to spend a day with somebody that I was long overdue spending a day with, and I hadn't even realized how that was a thing that had to happen. Possibly because I squelched it in the back of my mind at some point. But I guess those sorts of things always come back, don't they, one way or the other? So anyway, that was a fuck of a day. And so then... this is the day before the general election in England, and I'm really not going to go into explaining that, but, you know, I've been kind of sort of helping, maybe helping, I don't know, I hope, a friend of mine in England try to figure out what the fuck to do, and by using my experience of what happened leading up to November, with that back to the thing where the world went to shit, right? And so that, and tomorrow also something's going to happen in the United States where somebody's testifying about something, and a lot of us would like to think that it kind of is a silver bullet for the world going to shit, but it won't be. But we don't know what it's going to be, which has pretty much been every single fucking goddamn day since November. And then I just got done seeing the Wonder Woman movie. So there's that. That's why I'm here in Grange, because I just down the street is the Scotiabank Theatre. And as you might know, I'm not a superhero movie person, and yet I've basically seen two superhero movies in a month, because I saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which was great, and I've seen this thing. And and in their own ways, of course, they're not, I guess, typical superhero movies. It's not entirely fair for me to say that, considering I don't see typical superhero movies. So that's a bit unfair, I guess. I don't know. I don't care. So that was the thing. And so now I'm here. And so whatever heavy sigh you heard me do at the beginning of this, that's basically the sum total of all of that stuff I just told you. Oh, shit. Wait. So I was, right before going to see Wonder Woman, I was listening to a thing that was, that is by, fuck, how do I explain this? I was listening to a thing that was sort of, in part, about the thing I sort of went through over that weekend of that wake that I went to, because it was also sort of about that, or at least events surrounding it. Because the thing that the part that was actually about the thing that I experienced was constructed to be abstract, because nothing was recorded of that part, and so there was a kind of a sonic equivalence that I probably could listen to a couple more times in like different years, but maybe, well, because why? I don't know. Anyway, so I'd gotten through most of that. Well, I got into the end of my part of it, I think. And is this gonna make any sense? Don't fucking care. Sorry. While I'm pacing around the upper lobby of the Scotiabank and sort of half watching the baseball game go on, it was on the TV. It's a day game for some reason. And in the lounge, the bar lounge part of the Scotiabank, and although I wasn't in there drinking because I was like, I'm about to see Wonder Woman and I'm listening to this, the last thing I need to do is drink right now, thanks. So I could only kind of stay out. And so I was listening to this thing that was talking about kind of the other side of my experience that weekend. and I was like pacing around. I was like walking behind gigantic displays to get to the window to look out and down on the street and back out. And I got through that. And then I saw Wonder Woman. And then once I experienced that and I got out of that kind of dazed, I went into it kind of dazed and I came out of it kind of dazed. Then, and that had nothing to do with the 3D. Then I listened to the rest of it, of the thing that I was listening to. And that was, that wasn't super important. So I guess I listened to enough of it before going to see Wonder Woman. So if you get nothing else out of this, the more practical thing is that that movie is really fucking awesome. In part because it's a superhero movie. In part because it's about a chick and it was made by a chick. But, directed by one. And of course involves a whole bunch of other people of all sorts of genders and backgrounds and everything. So there's that. But that's already been, you know, you've already read every think piece imaginable about that part. And it was super cool as like an action thing. It was super cool as a thing that I can't fucking believe it was 2 hours and 20 minutes. It was 2 hours and 20 minutes. I swear. God is my witness, if there was one, it will not, if you have not seen it, it will not feel like 2 hours and 20 minutes, I swear to God, oh my God. It was just the build of it was insane. Just how it developed its story and the points that it was making, and damn, shit. That was great. And then the points that it was making to me were points that I've been trying to get out to people today about the election tomorrow in England, kinda. So I was like, go! Why can't everybody just see this goddamn movie and I don't have to say anything? Just go see the fucking movie. It's too late now to go back home and tell my friends in England to go see that fucking movie. But they can't see. I guess I will tell them to do that, like they're all going to, before they vote, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, it had to do with the stuff that tweaked me. That's an understatement. It had to do with basically wanting to do what's best. Now, I don't know if this is the thing that always comes up in superhero movies. I guess it does. So maybe I don't know that all superhero movies do this, but there was this thing, this stuff about like power and how much you can do and how much you can't do, and the idea of just like gutting everything and go, you know, fuck it, everybody sucks, let's destroy everybody and start from the beginning, which is a Christian thing. I grew up Catholic, and so but also when you hear US politicians and others talk about war in religious terms, there are a couple things, assumptions I think that come up. One is that if we do just this one thing, everything will get solved, right? For Wonder Woman, it's to kill Ares. Because she thinks he's causing all this shit, right? This war that she's in the middle of. And I'm sorry, spoilers. She learns it's not that simple. And then there's also the shit she has to go through about having all this power. Even at the point where she's got a lot of fucking power, but not as much power as you think she has. I'm not spoiling anything from that either. When she sees so much pain and wants to help everybody, every single individual, everybody. And then Steve, Steve, he goes, you can't do that. You can't help everybody. Like right now, we got to do this thing. And but she's like, yes, you can. And he's like, no. And it takes a while before she goes, no, I guess no, not. So she has to come up with something that's somewhere between what Steve's doing and what she's doing, and what she can do, what she realizes she can do. And then you still really haven't solved everything. But there it is. And then you go, what's the point of doing it and all that? So this trips into a lot of shit, right? And again, if this is redundant in terms of superhero movies, I apologize. But fuck it, I haven't said it before, so I don't really apologize. Okay, so there's that. Okay, is there anything else? Yeah, of course there is. So that's the thing directly about the Wonder Woman. Just go see it, because it's great. And you don't really have to get all of the what I think are high-minded ideas about stuff from watching it. It's also perfectly fine as a thing that you eat popcorn at. It's great. It is great. And I wish it was slightly less violence. I would recommend my 9-year-old great niece go see it. But I think it's teensy, 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 teensy bit too violent, but that's just me. I could just be my problem. Oh, because that was another thing. This stuff about when Diana was a kid, right, and her mom wanted to protect her from everything, because she was like the only kid. I don't know how that is. She was Yeah, I kind of do, but whatever. She was the only kid, and she was, like, shielding her from everything. Her mom, like, you know, that's a common thing, right? And so there's that. The idea of closing yourself off to stuff out of a need for safety and protection. When what are you protecting yourself from? Does that make your life better that you're trying to be safe and protecting people? Obviously, there are, you know, levels to this where you don't just go off being a fucking idiot. But I guess everybody has to negotiate that line. But when that was going on, that shit was going on, I was thinking of all things, Theresa May, Jesus Christ, who is leader of the Conservative Party in England, and she's at the moment the Prime Minister, and she said, actually tweeted it or something, said that she would be willing to forego human rights charters and whatnot in order to, quote unquote, I guess, sort of quote unquote, keep British people safe.
So I think we're behind it, though. We gotta get our
heads up. And so I read that and go, safe from what? Because you're dismantling human rights provisions. So what can possibly make British lives better or safer from you dismantling human rights things? Of course you'll go, oh, well, just for certain people. Well, yeah, but where are you going to start with that? Where are you going to end with that? Exactly. So Americans going through that too, right? Okay. And Canadians going through that too. So it was just like, Jesus Christ, fuck, that is so fucked up. Fuck. And so then I watch this movie and then that thing happens and I'm like, oh yeah, it was sort of like that. Yeah, you're right. So it's kind of like, no, I'm not telling Theresa May she's right. I'm saying that's a thing. Okay, so there's that. Okay, a couple of other things fueled by all of that stuff I told you about at the beginning has to do with social media. I know this seems petty at this point, but it's not, and here's the deal. A couple days ago, when I was doing a similar thing here, walking around talking into a thing, I was saying that it shouldn't matter. This is going to seem so ridiculously petty in comparison to what I've just been saying. It shouldn't matter if someone who's a podcaster is paid, independent, or doing Patreon, or whatever, or is paid by some big old company, or is paid by some startup, or is not paid at all. It shouldn't fucking goddamn matter. Because of the content. To me, and this has always been me, content has always been first. Content. If you like the content of something, if you relate to how these people are talking, unless they're full-on evil. I think we have some idea who that is. Those people would be. Although, maybe not. I don't know. Excuse me. As long as you like it, as long as you can relate to it, as long as you learn something different or something attaches to you somehow, it shouldn't fucking matter who's getting paid or not paid or whatever.
Now, I know that there are plenty of people who are podcasters, social media type people, who are getting paid who are just bullshitters. And yeah, fine. Okay. That's not good. But that's because the content is bullshitty. Right? So, you're not going to listen to that anyway. Because if the content is bullshitty, then why would you bother? Unless you're entertained by bullshit. And God fucking knows we have been through enough of that in the fucking world with people getting suckered into that shit. And have it be more important than other content to simply be entertained by bullshitting. Well, we're in fucking trouble now because of that, aren't we? So, if you get that the content is bullshit, you won't listen to it. Because I think you're vaguely smart and want things that contribute to your life and are fun. And there's plenty of that shit out there. Yay! And they're independent. People like me walking around paying for their own shit. And there are people who are paid by other people, but they're paid by other people to do the shit they do well and connect to people and be honest and transparent. Okay, cool. Fine. I'm not going to snob off at people like that. And if you're going to be snotty about that, then you're only restricting your own experience. That brings me to another thing. And again, this is based on stuff I've been listening to. This is kind of a reaction to it. Some people aren't going to cotton on to social media. Fair. There are people who are going to, maybe they've been into social media, or they got, or good at it, or they enjoy it, or it served a purpose for them at some point, and now they find it doesn't serve a purpose for them. Okay, fine. It might be a symptom of something else. I'm gonna try to go across this crosswalk. Pointing and going across the crosswalk. And now, okay, fine. And there are some people who've just like gone through social media maybe late in the game, and they've tried it and they can't see a purpose in it. And okay, fine. Cool. Now, here's the thing. The purpose of social media can also change. But here's the thing. I've been hearing about it. I'm saying here's the thing a lot, aren't I? I'm sorry. There are people who have the experience of they've been social media. Social media is a big deal. It's been a great help. It's helped them find communities to get into. Podcasting, clearly one of those. And then, like, they've got that. Okay, great. And then they listen, and then they talk to people in real life, and that's fine. And see how incredibly important that is, that connecting in real life sort of deal. And then go, oh, well, that's so much better than the whole social media thing. I get so much more out of that meh, I don't know about social media now. Well, here's the here's the thing again. Who's the one who brung you? Social media. How did you know about me? Social media, right? So if you're still somewhat physically distant, just through geography or whatever, from people that you've become sort of friends with, what else have you got? You're just gonna wait all the time until like 10 years and then meet up with people again? It's like you've got 10 years. that you've just fucking wasted. That you, well, not completely wasted. That, sorry. I'm just saying. I almost sound drunk at this point, and I'm not. I'm just saying, listen, I found this community of podcasting from doing podcasting and then from listening to podcasts. So it came from social media. If I am friends with a couple of these people and have made actual connections, with one or two of these people, regardless if they die, And that's amazing and awesome, and I'm terribly grateful for it. I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to forget that if it was not for social media, that would not have happened. These people that I talk with, I'm talking about the election with, fortunately, this isn't the thing I usually do with them. Usually, we're talking about snooker and British culture and Canadian culture and snacks. And what people are wearing and shit like that. And sometimes talk about some real deep shit. And a couple of them I met in real life and had really great connections with. A couple of men in real life that we have really good connections with. And yay, that has led to awesome experiences. But of course, it would never have happened without, you're saying it along with me, yes, without social media. So, there's a lot about social media, Twitter, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. That's lame. And, of course, it's possibly less depth of experience, writing to somebody in chat or even doing video chat or whatever with somebody than is being with them. Here's the thing, though. Oh, God, I did it again. Back to the can't save everybody thing. You can't save everybody. Does that mean you're just gonna just say, fuck it? Some people, yes. And they're wrong. You know what? They're fucking wrong. There's always a third way. Usually there's a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. There's infinite ways, actually. And if you don't think that, you're limiting yourself and your imagination, which is actually pretty damn good. So you can curate your social media. You can get rid of people you don't like to hear from. You can get rid of people that, you know, disturb you or depress you, just like in life. In fact, it's even easier than it is in life, you may have noticed. You are responsible. It's a tool. You're responsible for the social media experience that you curate. That doesn't mean that any shitty things that happen on social media are your fault. That doesn't mean that, because women and people of various persuasions have to deal with various forms of abuse. And when it crosses over into that, fair. Okay, fair. Social media is not working. It's not fulfilling the purpose that you want to have from it. If you leave it, absolutely fair, totally get that. But most of us aren't going through that. For most of us, it's just it's a matter of connection. Oh, I'm not connecting with people as well because we're on social media. Well, would you have been able to talk with that person in fuck knows where across the world without it? No. Then go fuck yourself. Sorry. Make adjustments. It's possible to make adjustments.
I've just switched the device into my other hand, and now my bicep of my original hand that I held this in is really sore, because evidently I'm being very energetic about what I'm saying, because ow, that hurt. Damn. Okay, so there's another lesson you can get out of this is don't stay in the same muscle position for very long. Not a bad thing to learn, I admit. So yeah. Do the best you can. Right? I mean, you're going to wish you could do better. Oh, I wish this was a better experience. I wish me marking an X on a paper will fix everything tomorrow. I wish going on this march fixed everything tomorrow. I wish I had everything I could possibly have from this person, and I could give everything I possibly could to this person. I wish, you know, all that. But you're not going to. Does that mean you should just curl up and just die? No, because we're here. So, and you're also limiting yourself. You're limiting your capacity to be a human being, and you're limiting other people's capacity to be a human being. To do the best we fucking can under the fucking goddamn circumstances. And I'm as guilty of this as anybody else. For me, oftentimes it's easier for me to communicate through social media than it is in real life. I've been able to maintain relationships in social media that I have not been able to maintain in real life. So I'm not a total fucking expert here. There's more I could be doing in real life. I know that. And I work on it, not as much as I could. But Jesus Christ, that doesn't mean I'm like curled up in a ball and gonna die, because I find myself incapable of doing that. I'm doing what I can. And it adds up. It really does. You don't think it does sometimes, but Jesus, yeah, it does. It adds up into something. You're helping people you don't realize that you're helping. Those marches and shit, they add up to something. They really do. I've seen it happen. That ballot, that X you mark on a piece of paper. We've seen what happens when you don't do it. And perhaps you've noticed it totally fucking sucks in some places because of that, right? So why not do the other thing? Now that you've seen that not doing it results in all kinds of really tangible, horrible shit. Right? Do what you can. I think that's all I got. See if I post this. Don't know. But there it is. Thanks for putting up with it. Take care.